The challenger in the 8th Senate District is Democratic Assemblyman Sheldon Wasserman. He's held his suburban Milwaukee seat for 14 years. But Wasserman says lawmakers in the same legislative body for that long need a change.
I look at my colleagues and I think there should be a lot of change there. But my friends will never pass term limits in the state of Wisconsin, ever. So I have to do it to myself. I will turn myself out.
Wasserman also says he's tired of being in the Democratic minority in the Assembly and says he can get more done in the Senate, assuming Democrats keep control of that chamber. But to get to the Senate, Wasserman will have to defeat a 16-year Senate veteran, Alberta Darling. Darling says she has a lengthy record working on economic development and education, and a few years ago helped fix a state budget mess.
So when I co-chaired finance, we had a $3.2 billion deficit, and I worked with others to balance that budget without raising taxes.
The topic of taxes is now a key bone of contention between Darling and Wasserman. At a debate last night, Darling read from a press release put out by a Washington think tank headed by conservative activist Grover Norquist.
The headline is, Representative Sheldon Wasserman has repeatedly broken his taxpayer protection pledge, and they go into detail about the specific examples.
But Wasserman says the conservative group doesn't list specific votes of his, and the two candidates briefly argued over the subject.
But Alberta, where is the vote? Where does it say? They don't even say the vote.
Do you want to go over it?
He doesn't say a time or a vote number that I took. It doesn't even see an
issue
paper.
The point is, you broke your pledge.
Wasserman says the Washington group even puts a gag rule on legislators talking about higher taxes. The tax tension has made its way into the television commercials the two candidates are airing, as they spend what may top $1 million in the race. Darling's ad uses anonymous citizen testimonials to criticize Wasserman.
He didn't keep his word to hold the line on taxes.
He voted to let property taxes go up.
And he supports other tax increases.
Wasserman's commercial begins with a pun.
Alberta Darling. She's no darling when it comes to your taxes. Darling's voted to raise the gas tax time and again.
Wasserman says he helped lead the fight to eliminate automatic increases in the state gas tax. Wasserman is also taking a more conservative stance on some issues, including promoting his plan to cut the number of Wisconsin counties and blasting a failed Darling proposal that would have let counties set up park districts. Darling is also trying to grab the center. She restated last night that she still supports abortion rights, though saying abortion should be rare and mentioning her conditional endorsement from Wisconsin Right to Life. History says an incumbent like Darling, who has avoided scandal, seldom loses. But UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says Wasserman unseated an assembly member in 1994.
He took on an incumbent Republican state representative, also a woman, and defeated her. So in this case, what he's trying to do, I guess you'd call it a two-peat. He's trying to accomplish the same thing by challenging the state senator.
Lee says the 8th Senate District is a wealthy area with a lot of highly educated voters who are likely to go to the polls. He says Wasserman and Darling should spend the next few days going door to door or make sure there are enough family and colleagues having quality interactions at voters' doorsteps. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.